009. What's now? Tuesday night.
06-06-06.
Okay, we're celebrating the bar mitzvah of, I think it's Yitzchak Mavricks. Yitzchak. Simon Mem Zion. Call the bar mitzvah boy over here. Let him do a little Torah learning. Come on. Where's the bar mitzvah boy? Where's the bar mitzvah boy? Let's go, let's do some learning. Come on, start your life off right. Come on. Start your life off the right way. You got some cake? That's first. And then Kemach and Torah, come on. Get some more Mishnah Berurahs, let's go. Anybody have any questions on Birchas HaShachar? Learned about Birchas HaShachar. Any questions on Birchas HaShachar? Everyone knows what it means, Gomel Chasodim Tovim, of course. What does it mean, Gomel Chasodim Tovim? Gomel Chasodim Tovim. What does this whole bracha have to do with Amav Rishenu Me'enoi Usnamo Me'afafoi? And it's the same bracha. And we say, V'yresim Ulfanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'lokei Avoseinu Shetagileinu B'sorasecha. Do we know what it means? And we have a whole litany of things, and we end up with Hagomel or Gomel, different girsas. The Teretz says this paragraph says, "Get me through the day." That's it. Amaver Sheino Meyaino Yisnomo Meyapapoi. You're ready to face another day, and this long paragraph tells you what a person faces the whole day. He faces Chet, possibly Avera, Nisoyon. Bizayon, Yetzahara, Odomra, Chavera, Yetzatov, Masim Tovim. This is the day. This is what your day is made up of. And then we say, Hagomel Chasodim Tovim Liamo Yisrael, which has different interpretations. Chasodim Tovim, they should appear to us to be good, not just be good. Everything Hashem does is good. They should appear to us to be good. And when you're sleeping, you're like, you're dead. But it's good. You wake up refreshed. So that's the connection, according to many. That sleep is Chasodim Tovim, Yamo Yisrael. The idea that you wake up refreshed. I saw in an article in Science Times, not so long ago, within the last year, that they really don't understand. The scientists, they don't have a clear beer on sleep. Exactly the mechanics of how sleep refreshes your body. What happens exactly that you get refreshed? There's no clear beer in it. So? Oh, they didn't think of that. But why does it refresh your body? That's the question. What are the mechanics of it? When you paint something white, we know why it's white. Yeah. So why, when you sleep, what exactly happens that you feel refreshed? So, anyway, I read an article that says they're not exactly sure. They don't have arois klar. They don't have a clear beer in it. But we do. I'm not saying it's a nace. It is a nace. I'm not saying, well, in 10 years they'll figure it out. My point is that we know that Hashem takes in the Shama every night. And he gives it back to you, refreshed. And that's why you say Modani Lefanecha Melech Hazakayam Shechazayto B'Shish Mosi. That's why you say Elokai Neshamor Shenasato Bi. You know, you make these brachas. When do you make them? When you're running to the school bus?
When I'm standing in front of the shepherd.
And you mumble it off by heart, or you're looking in the siddur. Okay. Most people say this when they're running to shul in the morning, hoping to make Baruch Hu. Driving to shul, hoping to make Baruch Hu. Ay, 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 ay. So, we'll start with Siv Gimel. Chayiv Odom Lebaruch B'chol Yom. Okay, you're on. Siv Gimel. Show them the place. Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. This is the first words of Torah you're learning in your bar mitzvah. Tzorech chayev adam, he's fine. Show him the place, though, that's all. Chayev adam levarech b'chol yom mayav brachas l'fachos. Who was masakin this? David HaMelech was masakin. You have to make at least 100 brachas every day. You start counting at night. How many brachas did you make already today? Two before Kriya Shema? Two after Kriya Shema? How many Kriya Shema? I'm sorry, how many in Shemona Esrei? 19. So 19 and 4 is 23. You probably made a bracha when you ate the mizonos, probably. That's 25. You hit your quarter of the way through. Look at that. Your quarter of the way. Tonight you'll make hamapil. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah goes through the cheshbon. What's the pshat? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Yudalit. Hatam. Levisha, this is from the tour. Levisha, you may subachol yo mayam nefashos mi Yisrael. It was a mageif on Klal Yisrael. Some say it came about through David's counting of Bnei Yisrael. Some say it happened like in a vacuum. In a vacuum, so to speak. Tikein David al zelavarech mayam brachos b'chol yom. I'm throwing the floor open to thinking people. What does it mean? You learn something like this, you're supposed to... Wait. People will die, and David HaMelech said, let's make 100 brachas every day. Anybody want to venture a guess? Connection? Create an awareness. Not to take things... Right, not to take things for granted. Create an awareness. Make a Kiddush Hashem. 100 times a day, you're walking Kiddush Hashem. Hashem's giving me this, Hashem's giving me this, Hashem's giving me this. Sometimes you don't realize it till it's taken away from you. But if you're aware of it when you're alive, then Hashem doesn't have to show you that he means business. Dine. You have the place. B'chol yom on the mevarchin od yosem imei abrachas. Don't get scared. If you go through a normal day, you make more than 100 brachas every day. Ketzad. So you start at night. The cheshbon starts at night. It starts at night. B'laylok shalich, it starts with the Mishnah Berurah makes the cheshbon starting with hamapil, but it really starts from Meirah. B'laylok shalich lishim mubarak hamapil. B'shachris mubarak hamantilis yudayim ha'asha yotzar. B'layt sheish esrei brachos mibichas ha'shachar. It's 16, you can count them. Shalosh brachos ala Torah, although according to the Ramah it's only two. According to the we Paskim it's only two. That's already 22. Tzitzis and Tefillin is another three. That's already 25. Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach he counts as two. That's 27. Brichas Kriyas Shma Shachris and Arvis is 7. 8. In Chutz Lorets where they say Yiru Einenu. It's 35. 57 in the three Shmona Esrei's. Right? 19 times 3 is 57. Then if you eat a meal, supposed to wash, they used to eat two meals a day. You wash, so there's 8 brachas every Suda. You make on the two Sudayim, and Amotzi, and 4 in benching. And if you drink Brichas HaKos, which we don't, right, then the Mishnah Berurah goes through and Tainis, you don't eat one meal out of the two. Shabbos, you're missing a lot of brachas because you don't say such a big Shmona Esrei. So you should eat candy. Oh, he doesn't say candy. He says you should eat fruit and sweets to be mashlamei brachas. I know you don't want to eat that candy Shabbos. You have to do it with Shema to make sure you make 100 brachas, right? You don't want to eat candy, but you do it because David HaMelech was masakin 100 brachas. You gotta get up to 100 brachas, that's all. What? I'm sorry? Oh, we're gonna see that. Then he says, Bishas HaTchak, you could listen to the people making Bichas HaTorah when they get an aliyah and say Amen, and that'll count. That's Bishas HaTchak. When Avram writes, make sure you don't make a chashash bracha sheino tzricha just to get 100 brachas. Like, don't make a bracha when it's not necessary. Yom Kippur, you listen to Chazaras Hashatz, you smell Besamim, you do your best. Okay, that's it. That's Siv Gimel. You're free to go now. Siv Dalet. Now, there's three brachas that we haven't dealt with yet. Meanwhile, he's gone through the Gemara that had the person making a bracha when each situation arose. Now, really, if you look at our Bichas HaShachar, which according to the Sif Beis, which we learned, we don't do it the way the Gemara says to do it. But we wait till we're in shul, we wash our hands, we go to the bathroom, and we, you know, we make them. But really, it still follows pretty much the order of the Gemara. After the three that we're going to learn about now, so you open your eyes. This is pretty much the order of the Gemara. Okay, achivrim, malbush arumim, matir asurim, zokim kufufim. I'm not responsible for nusach ari. I'm not responsible for nusach ari. I can't answer questions about nusach ari. Regarding salamoyim, mostly kotarki. Pretty much it follows the Gemara's order. There's one bracha here that really we don't find in Chazal. Hanosein layoiv koach. It must be a Masechet Sofrim somewhere. Probably is. Machzavitri, Smag, Tur. They had a Girsa in the Gemara. The Gaon didn't say it. Hanosein layoiv koach is a couple brachas it doesn't really say anywhere in the Gemara. You have to say that there was such a Girsa. Baruch Shepetarani. We don't make Shem Malchus because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Hanosein layoiv koach, really, we all say. If someone says, yeah, you don't make a bracha by Baruch Shepetarani, we don't make brachas that it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Well, we universally say Hanosein layoiv koach. It doesn't say that in the Gemara either, anywhere. They must have had such a girsa, either in Gemara or in Masechet Sofrim. Maybe it's a Tosefta somewhere that we don't have. He says here on the bottom that the Gemara didn't say it. Okay. Anyway, now we're going to learn about three that the Gemara doesn't say in its listing of brachas that you make as what we call semi-bichas hanenim, that you're making a bracha on the pleasures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in daily life. This now is a Gemara in Menachos. Tzorech levarech b'chol yom. Mazel tov. Don't forget to say Amapil. Yitzchak. What's his name? Whoops. Aaron. Oh well. That was close. I knew it was a biblical name. Tzorech levarech b'chol yom. Shlomo sani yovid kechavim. Shloa Sani Oved and Shloa Sani Isha. The brachas we have in Sifalith is a Gemara in brachas that takes you through the waking up process. This is a Gemara in Menachos. This is less of a Bichas Hanenin. This is a bracha that Chazal instituted on these matters. But it's much less of a Bichas Hanenin, as you can see. There's no specific pleasure that you have. You just thank Hashem for this situation. So you have Shlomos on the Ovid Kechavim, and Shlomos on the Ovid, and Shlomos on the Isha. Agav afilu ger hoya yochol varech kach. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura. Avalo yomar Shlomos on the Agav afilu ger. Where are we? We'll see in the Mishnah Brura, yeah. The Brumo means he can make Shalosani Ger. Avalo Yom Shalosani Akum Shreyoyo Akum Etchila. Cotton Shanola. Let's finish the Mishnah Brura, we'll talk about all these points. Vanoshim Avarcho Shalosani Kiritsono, which he really doesn't say anywhere either. The Gemara, at least. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Yizor Shlo Yivarak Shasani Yisrael Moshiyesh Bezes Sidur Malide Shibish Hatfus. It's a nice way of saying Shibish Hamatfisim. Kiyesh Omrim Shebezel Yuchal Yivarak Shuv Shlo Yisrael Shlo Yisrael. That's what's wrong. you could conceptually capture the idea of the bracha if you say Shosani Yisrael. But once you say Shosani Yisrael, and you mean a full-fledged Yisrael, so certainly it might include Shlo Asani Yoved. It's a little strange for the Mishnah Berurah to say that it includes Shlo Asani Yisha, but it means a full-fledged Yisrael that's included in all mitzvahs. That would be the intention. Certainly Shlo Asani Yoved would be included in it. This also has to do with the Machlekes Beshama and Beis Hillel. If Tov La'odam Mishanivra, Mishalo Nivra, or Mishalo Nivra, Mishanivra, so is it appropriate to say Shlo Asani Yisrael? If Tov La'odam Shalo Nivra, we paskin. Upon him, certainly we shouldn't be Mishanim Mimadvei Ashatov L'Chachomim, which is Shlo Asani. Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkon Dezayin that if you are saying brachas by heart because you're running to shul, and by mistake you say Shlo Asani Isha first, Yesh Yomim, some say Teshuv L'Yuchal Avarech Shlo Asani Yaakov Shlo Asani Yoved, because he already said the bigger Chiddush. He already thanked Hashem Shlo Asani Isha, and that's B'chal Mosayim Mameh. So he says Shlo Asani Isha even. So Kosh came, that's a thanks for Shlo Asani Goyim, Shlo Asani Yoved. That's what some say. The Ma'aser will be passing that way at least because of Suffolk Brachas. So if you said Shlo Asani Isha first, you can't make the other two. And if you said Shlo Asani Yoved first, you can't say Shlo Asani Goy anymore. Mishnah Berurah says many are chaylik with this point. As far as I know, we assume you should not. But the Mishnah Berurah really comes down from the flow of the Mishnah Berurah. He's really ending up saying that you could. Because each one's a hodah b'fnei atzmo. It's not a question of the chal mosayim moneh. Each one is a different aspect of a hodah. So you don't say, you know, that's the machlokes. Whether if a person says Shlo Asani Isha, it's already included in it the fact that he's not an eved. Whether you say b'chol mosayim moneh, or you say no, each one's a hodah b'fnei atzmo, and it doesn't really reference the other one. Shlo Asani Eved. If you're born an Eved, the Mishnah Berurah says, say before the Emancipation Proclamation. So some say you can't make Shlo Asani Yoved, and you can't even make Shlo Asani Isha, because an Eved's worse than an Isha. Yochel Avarech, the Ger, Sheyoyim Asher Asani Ger, the Mikri Asiya Kedichsid Asa Nefesh Asher Asu Bukharon, but B'yesh Cholkin B'zeh, the time of the Shayach Leimar Asher Asani, the Hagir Lohoyso Ki Mitzad B'chivrosu HaTova, Shebocha B'dasu Emes. V'lechuli Yalma Yochel Avarech Shlo Asani Yoved Shlo Asani Isha, even though Nakum's worse, but at least he had an opportunity to become a ger, having been a goy. If he would have been an eved or an isha, maybe he wouldn't have become a ger. So what's the maskana is, what? Isn't the maskana that he should make sure Sani ger? Or he shouldn't say anything. That's the two tzadim in the Mishnah Berurah is that, let me see if there are chayuk. The two tzadim in the Mishnah Berurah is that he shouldn't say anything, or he should say Shel Sani Ger. It doesn't bring down Chok in there. Morgan Avram writes. Morgan Avram writes that these brachas are really birchas HaShachar because I'll be Kabbalah. When you when Hashem returns your neshama to you, it might have picked up certain impurities in Shemayim. Klipos, we call them. Klipos from Goyim or from Avodim. And you thank Hashem that it didn't. So this is the Mogen Avram says, bring that down, and therefore a ger can also say Shlomos Ani Goy. He brings up with the Torah Chaim an interesting concept that the neshamas of the gerim were at Har Sinai. So really, you could say Shalom Asani Goy. This person was really always destined to be a ger. I don't know if that's the right word, but his neshama is a different neshama than a goy's neshama. The neshama stood at Har Sinai, and on that he's making Shalom Asani Goy. He brings down this saver, brings down the maskana, the maisa. He should say Shalom Asani Goy without shame of malchus. Say Baruch Ato Shalom Asani Goy or Baruch Ato Melech Olam Shalom Asani Goy. Shouldn't say shame of malchus. He shouldn't say Shalom Asani Ger. And Mishnah Berurah objects to that because he did it with his bechira. But he should say Shalom Asani Goy based on these reasons, but without shame of malchus. What does he have to say about Shosani Kiritsono? Yeah, it's who made up the bracha Shosani Kiritsono? Who's the first to mention it? It's a tour. Nagu Hanoshim Levarech Shosani Kiritsono. Sounds like they started doing it on their own. The tour brings down. Nagu Hanoshim Loma Shosani Kiritsono. And like almost like matzlik es hadin, and the grosses came noagu. The women started doing it. See that we're not so bad after all. We're not such reactionary people. Trichodesh doesn't like it. You don't make up your own bracha. Korav Leos bracha levatola. But the Torah says to say it, the Beis Yosef says to say it, the Levush says to say it, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says to say it, the Gra doesn't slug it up. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything. So they say it. They say it. If you belong to the RCA, then you have to say Shalos Ani Isha Lo. So it shouldn't feel good. That's what they voted at that convention. That's what they wanted to.